It is.
Good morning. Today's daf is daf ayin hey, and we were on daf ayin dalid amud beis. We're talking about the last thing we had gotten up to was about the land of Israel. Yes, the Jordan River. So we're about, I guess, 10 lines up from the bottom on ayin dalid amud beis. V'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Rav Yehuda told him the name of Rav. Yarden, the Jordan River, Yotzet mim arat Pamyas, it goes out of a cave of Pamyas. Very interestingly, we believe that the Jordan River, one of its sources is the Banyas, we call it. So maybe that's the same thing. The Gemara called it Ma'arat Pamyas, the cave of the Pamyas.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah,
that's true, Rabbi. Yeah. Tanya Namiyach, we also learned in a brass like this, Yarden Yotzet mim arat Pamyas. The Jordan River comes out of the Banyas, Umahalech, and then it goes into Yama Shel Sivchi, the lake of Sivchi, Yama Shel Tveria, the lake of Tveria, Umitgalgel v'yored Yama Gadol, and it rolls down eventually to the big sea. Umitgalgel v'yored, it keeps rolling at Shamagel, Lepiv Shel Livyatan, until it gets to the mouth of the huge Leviathan. Now, by the way, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch was of the opinion that Leviathan is not a single creature. It's actually a school of fish. It's a lot of little fish. But anyway, but the simple explanation of Leviathan is this big Leviathan whale. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Yiftach, he will feel trust, Ki Agiach Yarden El Piu, when he pours the Jordan to his mouth. Maskifla Rabba Bar Ula. So the Rabba Bar Ula said, but that's not a Pasuk about the Leviathan. That's a Pasuk about this land creature, Behemos, Hai Behemos, Bahare Aleph Ksiv, Ela Ama Rava Bar Ula, a Masai Behemos Bahare Aleph Betuchos. When are you trusting about the Behemos that they're not going to die? Bizman, or when are they trusting that they won't die? Bizman Shmagiach Yarden Befiv Shaliv Yasan, when God is pouring the Jordan into the mouth of the Leviathan, so the Leviathan won't die, the one in the sea, so then its counterpart on land, the Behemoth, won't die either. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Simon, next coming stories are Yamim, Gavriel, and Ra'av. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochan, when Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Yochan, what's the meaning of the verse, Ki hu al Yamim Yisadah, for he has established the land of Israel on lakes, Al Nahoros Yechonanea, and he has firmed it up. He put it on a base of rivers. Elu Shiva Yamim, these are the seven lakes of Arba Nahoros, and the four rivers, Shema Kadfin at Eretz Israel, that surround the land of Israel. Elu and Shiva Yamim, these are the seven lakes. Yama Shel Tveria, the lake of Tiberias, I guess the Kinneret. Yama Shel Sodom, the lake of Sodom, that's the Dead Sea. Yama Shel Chilas, maybe that's the Chula Lake. Yeah. We don't have it anymore. Yama Shel Chilta. I'm not sure what Yama Shel Chilta is. And Yama Shel Sivchi. The Lake of Sivchi and Yam Aspamya. The Aspamya Lake. Yeah. And finally, the Yama Gadol in the Great Lake of the Mediterranean. These are the four rivers, Yarden, Yarmuch, Kirumiyun, and Piga. He asked Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came on Rav Yonasan, he said in the name of Rav Yonasan.
Actually, they do say that the Sea of Tiberias refers to the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
The Sea of Sodom is the Dead Sea.
Right.
The Sea of Sivri is the Hula Lake.
Okay.
The Great Sea refers to the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
But it's uncertain. But
yeah, that we said. The other three we didn't have a name for.
Okay, so it's right. See, if they're uncertain, say the other ones.
We don't know what those are.
The Sea of Aspania refers to a lake in North Syria in the area of Aspania.
Right, so that would mean that Israel's borders go up to North Syria. You know, there's a dramatist on the web. His name is Andrew Clavin. So he makes these funny videos. So about 2 years ago, he had a video about how to solve the Middle East problem. He said he calls it the one-state solution. Give the whole Middle East to Israel. He said that way you won't have, you know, Sunnis killing Shiites, and their standard of living will grow, and you'll have religious tolerance. So just give it all to the Jews. He said, once you're at it, why don't you give America to the Jews too? That way you won't have so much debt. his dramatism, the one state solution. So you see that the land of Israel goes all the way to northern Syria, to the Aspamia Lake. Kiyasa Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came from the land of Israel, Amr Rav Yonasan, he taught us in Babel from Rav Yonasan. Asid Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, is destined, Lasos Knigya, to make a hunt, Im Leviathan, to hunt down the Leviathan whale. Shenemar, because now we're going to see a whole series of verses from the book of Iyov, the book of Job. In the book of Iyov, what happens is that Iyov is a blessed man, he has 10 children, he has a lot of wealth. And then the Satan says, Lashon Hara, he says, of course, Iyov is blessed and he's loyal to God because he's that great. Challenge Iyov, he's going to curse you. So God does that over 2 years. He takes away Iyov's wealth. He eventually takes away Iyov's children and even Iyov's health. And then Iyov finally cracks and he starts complaining, God, why did you do this to me? So the bulk of the book of Iyov is where God describes all sorts of fantastic aspects of nature. And he says to Iyov, could you do this? You can't. I can. In other words, there are abilities that you can't do within nature, so you don't understand me. You're not me. So how can you even question, why do I do what I do? You don't understand me. So the Gemara is now going to go through these different verses where God makes these claims to Iyov. Could you do this? To indicate, apparently, these are things that happen in nature that God does. Well, the verse says about the Leviathan, Hatim Shoch Leviathan Bechika, can you pull the Leviathan with a hook, tashkia uvechevel tashkia l'shono, and with an immersed rope, can you pull out its tongue? But apparently there are those who are pulling out the Leviathan, so that's Gabriel. So when the angel Gabriel goes to hunt down the Leviathan, he needs Hashem's help. Without Hashem's help, he wouldn't be able to overcome the Leviathan. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ha'oso, the one who made him, the one who made the Leviathan, God, Yagesh Harbo, will bring close his sword in order to slay the Leviathan. He asked the Rav Dimi when Rav Dimi came. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, he said, name Rabbi Yochanan. B'shash Leviathan Ra'ev, when the Leviathan is hungry, Motzi Hevelmi Piv, he releases a warm breath from his mouth. And that breath, Martiach Komemo Shebim Tzula, makes all the waters that are in the depths boil up into a bubbling mass. Shanam, as the verse says, Yartiach Kasir, he will boil up like a pot, Mitzula, the depths. Vilmale Machnes Rosh Gan Eden, and if Leviathan wouldn't put his head periodically into the Garden of Eden, Ein Kol Bria Yechol Lamod Berecho, no creature could withstand this smell. Shanam, as the verse says, Yam Yasim Kemir Kachai, will make the ocean like a boiling pot, and he is putting his head into Gan Eden, apparently. When the Leviathan is hungry, is thirsty, he makes these huge holes, furrows in the sea. The sea then looks like some plow went through it and made these deep ditches. Shenemar's verse says, "Acharav, behind him, Yair Nativ, he will illuminate a path." Rav Achabar Yaakov said, "Ain't tohom chozer leitano, these depths will not go back to their pattern." At Shivim Shana, for 70 years, when the Leviathan is hungry. Shenemar, as the verse says, Yachshov Tohom L'Seva. Tohom will consider Seva. Now, Seva, old age, is 70 years. Ain't Seva Pluta Mishivim. Seva is not less than 70. Wow.
What is this? He goes without food for 70 years?
No, when he's hungry, he makes such a ruckus in the water. It takes 70 years for the waters to go back to being normal.
Wow, that wave that he makes over.
Yeah, it takes 70 years for them to all settle down.
Oh.
I'm a rabbi, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi, I'm named Rabbi Yochanan. Asa Rakadosh Baruch Hu l'asasud l'tzadikim mi besaro sheliv yasan. God in the future is going to make a big meal for the tzadikim from the meat of the Leviathan whale. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yichru alav chaveirim. The chavirim will be kore about it. What is kore? In kore el ha-su'udah. They're going to make a meal. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vayichra lehem kara gadol. He made for them a big meal. And they ate and they drank. Now, who's going to get this big meal? Chaverim, the friends. Who are the Chaverim? In Chaverim, the friends are the Torah scholars. As the verse says, Yosheves Baganim, you who sit amongst the gardens, Chaverim, the friends, Machivim Lekolech are hearing, are listening into your voice. Machivim are listening, Lekolech Hashmi'ini, make me hear your voice. Vashar, now after the tzaddikim eat from the meat of the Leviathan whale, what's going to be done with the leftover meat? Mechalken also, they're going to divide it. Vosin Boschora B'shuka Yerushalayim, they're going to do business with it, they're going to trade it in the markets of Jerusalem. Shenamar, as the verse says, Yechatzuhu Ben Knanim, they will divide it amongst the Knanim. And Knanim El Tagarim, Knanim is another name for the word trader, as in T-R-A-D-E-R, the one who does trades. Shenamar, as the verse says, Kanan Biado, Bo's name Mirma, a trader who has in his hand false scales, La'eshek Ahev, that means he loves theft. Iba Yosem Rach, or else this is the pasuk that says that the word Kananim is a traitor in regards to the people of Tzor being destroyed. Asher Sochare Sarim, her ministers are dealers. Kananah, her traitors, Nichbadei Aretz, that are the honored of earth, and still they're dishonest and they will be destroyed. Rama Rabba Rabbi Yochan, Rabba Sanim Rabbi Yochan. Not only will the meat of the Leviathan be given to the righteous to eat, God's going to take the skin of the Leviathan and make out of it a sukkah, a canopy. So the sukkah is going to have walls and a roof. As the verse says, you will fill up with sukkot out of its skin. At the end of Sukkot, we say this. The Sukkot Orosh al Orel of Yitzhak. That's right.
Wall and ceiling and the roof, Rabbi?
Yeah.
From the skin?
The skin of Mashiach, yeah, of the Leviathan. Yeah, isn't it interesting? It's called the Sukkah. Maybe it's teaching us that the essence of the Sukkah is that it's a place of Hashem's presence. So even though it won't necessarily be on the holiday of Sukkot, it won't be a kosher sukkah, but it's called a sukkah. It'll be a place where we feel Hashem's presence. So truth is, not everybody will merit to have a sukkah. Zacha usin lo sukkah. If he merited, he's going to get to sit in the sukkah of the skin. Lo zacha, if he didn't merit, he'll only have an umbrella. Usin lo tzlatzel. They'll make for him a canopy, just the cover of skin without walls. Shenamar, as the verse says, with tzlatzel dagim rosho, and with the tzlatzel of fish will be his head. Zach, if he merits, osin lo tzlatzel, he'll have the canopy. Lo zach, if he doesn't merit even for that, osin lo anak, they're going to make out of the skin of the Leviathan a tight necklace, a choker. Shenamar, as the verse says, v'anakim legargur tzecha, Torah is a necklace around your neck. Zach, if he merits, osin lo anak, he gets this necklace. Lo zach, if he doesn't merit, osin lo kameh, they're going to make it into an amulet, just a little piece of this leather. Shenamar v'atik shereinu linu urusecha, and they tied him for your youth. Vashar, and the rest of this skin of the Leviathan whale, parso HaKadosh Baruch Hu chomos Yerushalayim, God will spread it out over the walls of Jerusalem. V'zivo mavhik, and its rays will illuminate. Misofa olam v'ad sofa olam, they will glitter from one edge of the world to the next. Shenamar, as the verse says, "Valchu goyim leorech," and nations will go to you to your light. Umelachim and kings, lenogazarcheich, to the glow of your shine. The verse says in Isaiah that in the future, v'samti kadkod shimshosayich, I will make your shimshosayich out of kadkod. We're going to see that there are two explanations of what shimshosayich are. Either it means windows, or it means walls. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeini, Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeini explained, there were two angels in heaven arguing what is God going to make the walls of Jerusalem in the future out of. Gabriel and Michael. Amila, some say, these were two sages in the land of Israel. Who were the two sages? Yehuda and Chizkiah. The two children of Rav Chia. Chad Amar Shoham. One said it was the onyx stone, a black onyx gem. Chad Amar Yashve, one said it was the jasper stone, the green, beautiful jasper. Amalahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God tells them, you're arguing, what is Jerusalem going to be made out of, the walls of onyx or the walls of jasper? Leheve Kedain V'Kedain. Oh, they say jasper is red. Interesting. I always thought jasper was green. All right, thank you. So Corinth says jasper is red. They said, let it be like this and like this. So that's the word kad code. Kedain to kedain. Like this one and like this one. Usharayich lavneik dach. And your gates will be made out of the carnubical stone. This is explained by the story. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and teaching. The Kadarish, he was explaining verses. He said like this, God in the future is going to bring these good stones and these pearls. Shehem shloshim al shloshim. It'll be 30 amos by 30 amos. And it's 45 feet by 45 feet, according to Reb Chaim Na. According to the Chaznish, closer to 60 feet by 60 feet. Imagine, a pearl 60 feet long and 60 feet wide.
What is this, Rabbi?
God's going to bring these huge diamonds and pearls.
From under the ocean, I guess.
And the Chokek Bahen is going to hollow out of them the gates. Eser al Esrim. He's going to make out of them the opening 10 amos by 20 amos. He's going to put them in the gates of Jerusalem. So there was this student, he didn't believe it. He said, we don't even get a pearl the size of a chicken egg, right, or of a pigeon egg. Right? We don't even get it the size of an egg. So we don't get it to be the size of an egg. We're going to get it to be the size of a five-story building, a six-story building. What are you talking about?
The Gemara never bring us building. Baruch Hapser, only
Yahweh.
Make building. Baba Basri, we've had lots of buildings, courtyards and houses.
Baba, I'm sorry to disturb for a second. I think that any one of us that has a tough day should go to this Amud.
Good, sounds good.
Chaim.
Love it.
That's the best.
So after some days, this student who was challenging, he said, I don't see stones like this of animals to be as big as eggs. You're going to say they're going to be their gates out of this? Hifligas finatobiyam. He was on a big boat far away in the sea. Chazam alach yasharitz, and he saw the angels. The Yasvi that are sitting, they come in, so you have Avanim Tovos. They're hacking away at these big, beautiful stones of Margolios and pearls. Shem Shloshim al Shloshim, that are 30 by 30. The Chaguk Bahen, and they're carving them out to be Esabrum Esrim, to be 10 with the height of 20. I'm Lucy. He said to them, Hani Laman, what are you doing? They said, Shasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'amidu M'shari Yishalayim. God's going to make them part of the gates of Jerusalem. We're preparing the gates of Jerusalem of the future. Asa L'kamadu Rabbi Yochanan. He said to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei said to him, Drosh Rabbi, you keep interpreting things. Lechana l'drosh, you're the best person in the interpretations. Kasher Amarta, what you said, which seemed so fantastic to me, Kain Raisi, I saw it. I saw that what you said the angels are doing, you're amazing, Rabbi. You were so angry, Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei said to him, Rika, you empty one. Ilmale lo Raisa lo ha'amanta. Only because you saw, you believed. If you wouldn't see, you wouldn't believe. The rabbi says you don't believe, but the angels show you believe. What a heretic. You don't trust the words of the sages. He looked at him so critically. He became a heap of bones. Don't doubt the sages.
Now we have to believe this.
Believe.
Come on down.
That's it. Come on down. Just believe.
If you believe on Torah Moshe Shabbat, you have to believe in everything.
Everything. That's what you see. Amazing.
That's a modern line.
Meisve, I'll challenge you. The gates of Jerusalem are only going to be 20 amos tall.
I believe.
We learned the verse says that in the future, Voleicheschem komiyutz. I will lead you standing upright. Reb Meir says, that means that in the future, the Jews are going to be giants. Matayim Amma, they're going to be 200 amos tall, 300 feet tall. Kishtei Komosh al Adam Arishon, like the two heights of Adam Arishon. Reb Yudam Meir Amma will be 100 amos tall. Kineged Heichal Uksalav, as big as the Heichal and the Beis HaMikdash, together with all of its walls. Shenemar, as the verse says, Asher Baninu, Kineti Im, that our sons are going to be like saplings. Megudalim bin Ureyem, raised in their youth, Benosenu kizavios, our daughters are like corners, mechutavos, that are taken out, tavnis echal, in the form of the echal. So Gemara says, okay, kikam Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was saying that you're going to have these huge openings, it wasn't for the wall. It was lekave de beziki. It was for the windows to get the air into Jerusalem. Not for the gates. Amarabam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi said, further name Rabbi Yochanan. In the future, God's going to make seven canopies for each tzaddik. It says, Hashem al kol machon har tzion v'al mikra'el anan yomam v'ashan v'noga eish lehava laila ki al kol kavod chupa. So there are seven words here. These are the seven canopies. Now it says, for all honor there will be a canopy. Each one will have a canopy according to his honor. Now, what does it mean? Ashan b'chupa lama. Why would there be smoke in a canopy? Rav Chanina, that means like this: Shekal mishein of tzaros b'tamid chachamim b'olam hazeh. Anyone whose eyes are critical of the sages in this world, he's not. He's upset that they're succeeding. Then mismalos einav ashan olam haba. In the next world, his eyes will be filled with smoke. Why would there be fire in a canopy? Each sage gets singed, gets burned from the next sage's chuppah. In other words, one is further ahead, one is further below. So the one who's below feels bad that he didn't reach the levels of the one further ahead, even in the next world. Woe to that shame! Woe to that humiliation! May we find similarly, even though there was a great honor that Yoshua became the leader after Moshe Rabbeinu, the verse says that God told Moshe, "V'nasata me'otcha alav," good from your glory upon him, from your glory, lo kolotcha, not all of your glory. So zakenim shebo'to ador amru, the elders of that generation said, "Pnei Moshe kipnei chama," the face of Moshe was like the face of a sun, but "Pnei Yoshua kipnei levana," the face of Yoshua was only like the face of a moon. Oilolo sabusha, woe to that humiliation. Oilolo saklima, woe to that shame. Rabbi Chanina said, Eser chupas asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam al-rishon began Eden. God made for Adam al-rishon 10 canopies. Shenamer's the verse says, Ve'eden gana lukim ayisa, kol evan yikar, and then there are 10, you know, descriptions of amazing things that were there. Marzutra amar achasa, so there are actually 11, Shenamer, because the beginning, kol evan yikara, every precious stone is also another canopy. Amrav Yochanan v'garua shemekulon, they were so special that the worst of them was zav, was gold. Tekachash v'leilu vasof, that was the one counted last. My melechas tupecha unikavecha bach, what's the meaning of the verse? Your holes are in you. Amrav Yehuda amarav, that's regarding to Hiram, king of Tzor. Hiram, king of Tzor, was very arrogant. Amalah kadosh baruch hu l'chiram melech Tzor. God tells Hiram, king of Tzor, you know what, I didn't want to make man have to go to the bathroom and expel urine and excrement. And it's really, it degrades man. But you know what? I saw you, such an arrogant, pompous fool. B'chanis takalti, I looked at you, I said, man needs something to humble him. Ubarasi nekavim nekavim ba'adam. So I made all the holes in man. Because Avi, some say, I think this is what God is saying. Nistakalti, I looked at you, and I said, all right, V'kanasti misa al Adam Arishon. I said, okay, now people have to die. My Val Mikraeha, what's the meaning of the verse? Val Mikraeha, Amarab, Amarab Yochanan, Loki, Yushalayim, Shalom Azeh, Yushalayim, Shalom Abba. Jerusalem of this world is not like the Jerusalem of the future. Yushalayim, Shalom Azeh, Jerusalem of this world. Kalarotalalo Sol, anyone who wants to go up into it can go into it. But Shalom Abba, but the Jerusalem of the next world. In Olin Ella Hamazumanim La, the only ones allowed in are the ones invited in. We have to earn our way into the Jerusalem of the future. I'm a rabba, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Asidim Tzadikim Shenikrain Al Shmosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, the Tzadikim will have the name of God. Shenamar Kalanikra Bishmi, all that will be called in my name. Ulichvodi Barasiv, and it was created for my honor, Yitzartiv, I formed it, Afasitiv, I even made it. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, it's in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosh Nikrol, Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three names for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the three. Tzadikim, Mashiach, and Yerushalayim. Tzadikim Adam, and the Tzadikim, what we said. Mashiach Tichsev, Ezeh Shmo, Asher Yikru, Hashem Tzidkenu. This is the name that they will call it. God is this righteous one. And Yushalayim it says, Saviv Shmona Aser Aleph, V'shem Ha'ir, Miyom Hashem Shama. Al Tikre Shama, don't say that God is there. Ela Hashem Shema. Hashem is the name of the city. Amar Belazar Belazar said, Asidim Tzadikim Shom Lefneim Kadosh. In the future, they're going to say about the righteous, holy, that they are holy. The same way the angels announce God by saying He's the Holy, Holy, Holy. As the verse says, Vayani Shar B'Tzion will be the one left in Zion, Vanotar B'Yushalayim, and the one remaining in Jerusalem. Kadosh Yomar Lo. Holy, they will say about Him. V'amar Rabba. Amar Rabbi Yochan. Rabba said the name of Rabbi Yochan. Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lagbias Yushalayim Shalosh Parsos Lamala. God is going to lift up Jerusalem three parsa high. Shenamar, the verse says, "V'roma v'yashva tachtea, my tachtea kitachtea, like that which is beneath it." Umimai dai tachtea tlaso parsi. How do we know that beneath it is three parsa? Amaraba, amarli ahusava. An old man told me, "L'didi chazli Yerushalayim kamais." I saw the original Jerusalem. Utlasa parsa havya. It was three parsa. So then, in the future, V'roma, it'll be as high as that which it is below. It'll be three parsa high. V'shem atomer yesh tzar lalos. Maybe you'll say it's going to be painful to go up. Tamaloma, that's what the verse will say. Mi ele, who are these? Ka'av tufena, they will fly like a cloud. Uchiyonim, and like pigeons, elarubo sehem to their nests. Amarav papa, rav papa said, Shramina, you see from this lesson, ha'iva, a cloud, tlasa parsi midli, goes three parsa high up. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, Rav Chanina bar Papa said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasses his Yerushalayim b'mida, God initially wanted to measure Jerusalem, to give limit to Jerusalem. Shenamar, the verse says, V'omar, I, the prophet Zechariah said to the angel, Anata Olech, where are you going? Yomer Elias, he said to me, Lamudet Yerushalayim, I'm going to measure Jerusalem. They wrote, Kama Rach, but to see how wide it is, Kama Arka, how long it is. Amar Malach, Yesharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the world, there are many cities you made in the world for the nations. You didn't give them limits, how long, how wide. Yerushalayim that has your name. It has your sanctuary. There are righteous people in it. You're giving it measures. Immediately, God said to him, okay, roots, hurry. Go talk to that young man. Lemor and tell him, Prazos Teshev Yerushalayim. Jerusalem will sit to the outskirts, spreading out. Merov Adamu Beima Betocha, because there'll be so many people and animals in it. Amar Yishlakish Rishlakish said, Asur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Losef Al Yerushalayim. God is destined to add to Jerusalem. Elef Tafaf. 1,000 times the word Tafaf. Tafaf is 169. So he's going to add to Jerusalem 169,000 ginuos, 169,000 gardens. Elef, 1,000 times the word kefel. Kefel is 210. So 210,000 migdalim, towers. Now then the word litzui. The word litzui is in Gematria 146. So 146,000 biranayos palaces. 146,000 palaces. Aleph vishneini shilo. And 1,002 times the word shilo, tutparaos. Tutparaos are
small houses.
All right. V'chol achas v'achas. And I guess each of the palaces, Havi Kitzipori Bishalvasa, will be as big as the city Tzipori in its tranquility. Tanya lived in a bride, some Rabbi Yossi said, Ani Reisi Tzipori Bishalvasa, I saw Tzipori in its tranquility. Vayuba Mea Ushmonim Elef Shvakim, it had 180,000 markets. Shelmochre tzikek deira, just of those who sold pot roast. That's pretty good. 180,000 markets for the pot roast sellers. That's pretty big. Tzipori in the north, in the Galil. The verse says in Yechezkel, Vatzlaos, and the sides, Tzela el Tzela, side to side, Shalosh u'shloshim pamim, 33 times. My Shalosh u'shloshim pamim, what does it mean 33 times? Am Reb Levi, Am Rav Papi, Mishum Reb Yeshua de Sikni, Rav Papi sent the name of Yeshua of Sikni, Im Shalosh Yerushalayim Hain, if Jerusalem will be tripled in the future, Kalachas v'achas, each of them, Yesh Bashloshim Medurim, each house is also going to have 30 apartments, 30 floors to it, the Mala, Im Shloshim Yerushalayim Hain, if in the future Jerusalem will be made 30 times as big as it has been, Kalachas v'achas, every home, Yesh Bashlosha Medurim Lamala, will have 3 floors above.
Oh, wow. Just a reminder.